For a while there, it looked like maybe we might not get a measurable decline in beef production this year compared to last, but new numbers, new trends are changing that. Seth Meyer with USDA's Outlook Board told us this week.
We decreased 2015 beef production by 160 million pounds from our expectations from last month, and that's going to give us a 190 million pound decrease year over year in beef production. So we're tightening up beef supplies, and that's on lower heifer and steer slaughter and also lighter weight cattle coming to market.
That production would keep beef output at almost 1% below last year. Of course, steer prices are already up there at record levels. USDA did cut the price forecast a tiny amount, 0.1% compared to last month's forecast. New average price, $161.88 a hundredweight.
Still a big increase over the 2014 price. So up nearly $7.
Or nearly 5%. One of the ongoing problems in the dairy industry seems to be price volatility. Sharp ups and downs in production and prices. That seems to be the case again this year. Producers have reacted to last year's very high prices with a herd buildup and what could be about a 2.5% increase in production this year. But milk prices are plummeting by a far larger percent. The all milk price expected to drop over 27.5% this year. We asked Meyer about this huge price swing. And he told us
some of that is challenges in trade. Some of that's challenges in Russian restrictions, which have put more product onto the world market for which we have to compete. Certainly that's had an effect on these large year-to-year price swings where we've seen strength at certain points of the year turn into weakness as time progresses.
The Russian restrictions on dairy imports were imposed back in August, supposedly to expire this August. If that happens, Meyer says perhaps that will help prop up dairy product prices toward the end of the year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.